Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Hard to believe, some of the, quote, Jewish brethren, Nehemiah 5:1, were using the crisis in Jerusalem to enrich their pockets and impoverish their souls. When Nehemiah heard, he, quote, became very angry, verse 6. But, Scripture warns, quote, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, Ephesians 4:26. There is such a thing as righteous indignation, but how do we process it? The first warning is to those who blow up, the second to those who clam up. Both violent outbursts and smoldering rage are destructive. And as we all know by painful personal experience, quote, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God, James 1:20. It is with some relief, then, that we read the sequel. Quote, after serious thought, Nehemiah 5:7. Here was his reasoned strategy. 1. Present a united front. If their own consciences were malfunctioning, perhaps a collective conscience would work. Quote, I rebuked the nobles and rulers, and I called a great assembly against them. Verse 7. Number 2. Remind them of the common need for grace. We all know what it's like to be slaves, and the price of freedom. Do you think it's a good idea now to return some of our people back into bondage? Quote, then they were silenced and found nothing to say. Verse 8. But Nehemiah wasn't finished. Number 3. There are serious consequences to such actions. Quote, then I said, what you are doing is not good. Should you not walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the nations, our enemies? Verse 9. Giving fodder to the enemy's gossip mills dishonors God. Number 4. There is another way. Quote, I also, with my brethren and my servants, am lending them money and grain. Verse 10. Give, don't grab. And his appeal worked. Quote, so they said, we will do as you say. Verse 12. Serious thought plus wise words equals success.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.